Ofan eyes an opportunity.
On BBC Radio 4.
The same six words that people ask themselves the world over.
What will we do for money?
New drama from the award-winning writer James Fritz.
This man has told me that he can get me a job that pays more than I could ever dream of. That will set me up for life.
Starring Hiran Abissakira.
I'm still in Qatar, Harry Kane. I'm still building a stadium for you to play in. I don't know how long I've been here. I don't know how long I will have to stay.
Dear Harry Kane, on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Get what wages they owe you and get out of there.
On Thursday at 2:15.
Now on Radio 4, another chance to hear the first episode of Henneke, starring Bill Bailey.
Guess who just got back today? That wild-eyed boy standing through the way.
Guy?
Tony!
You set?
Locked and loaded.
Good man.
I'm like a heat-seeking missile. I've got the world in my pants, and I'm ready to rumble.
That's what I like to hear. What's your ETA at the office?
I'll be landing in the car park at 08:1500 hours, ready to storm the castle and grab the spoils of history. That's if there's no hold-ups on the A227.
Of course.
The A227 can be a real bastard in the mornings.
A real bastard.
But not even the bastard A227 can stop me today, Tony. Today is Destiny Day, and today, Destiny is spelled with a G, a U, and a Y. G-U-Y. You know what that spells?
Guy.
Destiny.
Destiny, yes. Sorry, you said.
Don't be sorry, Tony. Never apologize. Never explain. It makes an ass of you and me. Today, it's my destiny to close the biggest deal this town has ever seen. So stand back, Maidstone. Here comes history. The Yanks won't have a chance.
Good. But best not to call them that.
What?
Yanks. I think it might be racist.
Really?
I think so. Might be. Anyway, I don't think they'd like it. It's a bit rude.
Message received.
We don't want to put them off.
Don't worry, Tony. I won't call them Yanks to their faces. I mean, I might be thinking Yanks, but they'll never know what I'm thinking. The art of the deal, Tony. Today, I'm Mr. Inscrutable.
I thought you were Mr. Destiny.
I am. I'm both. Inscrutable Destiny. That's me today, Tony. I tell you, I'm on fire and ready to rip the living throats out of those Yankee bastards.
Guy.
Sorry, not literally, or to their faces. But today, I'm closing that deal, Tony. Investitech USA are going down.
Right. Guy.
Yes, Tony?
I can take the meeting for you. I mean, if you're not feeling up to it.
No need, Tony. I've got it.
You sure?
Absolutely.
Okay. I'll see you when you get in.
You betcha. Morning, Marika.
Guy, where have you been?
A227.
It is a bastard.
Tell me. So, where's the troops?
Troops?
The team.
They're waiting for you.
Good. I want Callie, Eben, Lucas and Kirsten ready for the final briefing run-through in the meeting room in 0-1500 minutes.
1500 minutes?
No, in 0-15 minutes.
Quarter of an hour?
Yes, 10 past nine, 100 hours.
Right. And what about Dominic?
What about Dominic?
He ought to be there. He invented the app.
There's no I in team, Marika.
He's the only one who knows how it works. All the programming and software.
All right, all right.
If there are any technical questions,
all right.
He's the only one in the company.
Yes.
Who knows?
All right, okay. You've made your point, Marika. Just tell him not to speak unless he's spoken to.
Okay.
And not to fidget.
I'll tell him.
And make sure he's wearing a clean T-shirt.
I brought one from home just in case.
I'm not letting anyone screw it up.
No one's going to screw it up, Guy.
Damn right. Straight. No one's going to screw it up. So tell the troops and Dominic to muster in the meeting room in 013 minutes.
I'll tell them.
Morning, Guy.
Callie, everything locked and loaded, ready to go?
Absolutely. We've just been waiting for you to turn up, Guy.
A227, Callie. A real bastard in the morning.
I wouldn't know. I travel in by scooter.
Scooter?
I've got myself a Rebellion 1000-watt big wheel off-roader turbo board.
Scooter?
I can do 38 in a cycle lane. Ergonomics meets ecology meets getting here on time. You should think about getting one, Guy.
I would do that, Callie, I really would. Only I don't want to look like an overgrown child on my scooter.
They're very practical. and green.
So is a frog, but I don't want to be seen riding one to work.
I don't think you could ride a frog to work.
Exactly. That's my point.
What's your point?
There's very little dignity seeing a grown man on a frog or a scooter. Now, I'm doing a pre-meeting briefing meeting with everyone in 11 minutes in the meeting room.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Excuse me?
Oh, I nearly got up to 10. All right, guy? 1, 2, 3.
Who are you?
4, 5.
And what are you doing in here?
Keepy uppies. I nearly got to 10. Do you want to go?
You can't play football in my office. It's my office.
Don't you want to go?
No, I don't want to go. Why would I want to go?
Because it's fun. Look, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Now, stop that. Look here, young man. Again, what are you doing in my office?
I don't know.
Are you lost?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't know where I'm supposed to be, so I don't think I can be lost, can I?
Just wait here, and don't break anything with that football.
How could I break anything with a football?
Just don't.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Marika!
Yes, Guy?
There's a boy in my office.
What do you mean, a boy?
I mean a boy. He's in my office and he's playing football.
There's a boy in your office playing football?
Yes.
Who is he?
I don't know. Maybe he belongs to one of the cleaners.
The cleaners have gone.
They might have left him behind. I mean, he's only small.
Is he Polish?
He doesn't sound Polish.
Maybe the cleaners are Lithuanian or something. Does he sound Lithuanian?
What do Lithuanians sound like?
I don't know. Probably a bit like Poles.
He sounds like you and me, normal, but he shouldn't be there, and I don't want him there.
Don't worry, Guy. We'll soon get to the bottom of this.
Well, he was here.
Playing football?
Yes, doing keepy-uppy.
Keepy-whatty?
Keepy-uppy, you know. 1, 2, 3. Look, it doesn't matter. The point is, he was here.
And now he's gone.
Yes, and you have to find him. We can't have a small boy loose in the building today.
Okay. So, what does he look like?
He looks like a boy, like a man, but less big.
And what's he wearing?
Marika, let me ask you something. How many boys do you think are running around with a football in the Salutify technology offices right now? Take a wild stab.
What?
Correct. So, I reckon the first small footballing boy you find, no matter what he's wearing, is going to be the one you're looking for. What do you think, Marika?
There's no need to be like that, Guy.
Just find him, okay?
Okay. I'll find him.
Are you sure you don't want to go, Guy?
Ah!
You used to be really good at it.
How'd you get back in here?
I don't think I ever left.
Are you okay, Guy? You screamed.
Look!
What?
There! I told you, there!
I don't think she can see me.
What is it I'm looking at, Guy?
You can't see him?
No one's ever been able to see me.
Who?
Except you. But I think that's the idea.
Guy, why don't you just wait here and get yourself together before you see the team?
Okay. Yes, good call. I think I will.
Good. I'll be back in a mo.
Okay. And Marika?
Yes, Guy?
Don't tell Tony.
Of course not.
Promise?
Wouldn't dream of it.
7, 8, 9, 10! I did 10! Did you see, Guy? I got to 10!
Did you?
Now it's your turn. You're really good at it, Guy. You did 19 without stopping.
When did I do that?
Yesterday.
Well, I'm not doing it today.
Why? What else are you doing today?
Today? Donald Becker, Mr. Investitech himself, is coming from Silicon Valley, California, for a sit-down with me, Guy Starling, to close the biggest deal in the history of Salutify technology.
Wow.
Yes, actually, it is wow, actually. Because today, Salutify Tech finally joins the big boys.
Oh, can I join?
No.
Oh.
You're not Lithuanian, are you?
I don't think so. So what do you do here?
Software.
Like Play-Doh.
We design and develop apps for phones.
Apps for phones?
Mainly games. Have you heard of Pig Dog Firestrike? Yeah, of course you haven't. No one has. Frankly, it was a flawed concept from the start. I did try to warn people, but apparently Tony knows best.
Pig Dog
Firestrike, yeah, I know. Madness. Pigs fighting dogs with flamethrowers. I ask you. I mean, it was meant to be as big as Angry Birds. Never stood a chance.
So you don't do that?
Not anymore. No, sir. We got our trotters burned big time on that one. But you know my motto.
I'm Johnny Seven, one-man army.
That's not my motto.
It used to be.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. That's my motto.
What about Veruca's?
What about Veruca's?
Or athlete's foot?
What are you talking about? Athlete's foot isn't going to kill you.
I know, but it doesn't make you stronger either. You couldn't have a shower for a whole term, and everyone kept calling you B.O. boy. Even Mr. Wesney, and he was the P.E. teacher.
How do you know that?
You told me.
I never told anyone that.
You told me.
Guy?
Tony!
Just thought I'd check up on you.
Check up on me?
Check in. I'm checking in on you, Guy.
Who's this?
Tony.
What?
Who?
What did Marika tell you?
Marika didn't tell me anything, Guy. She's worried about you. Hell, we're all worried about you.
Why are you all worried about me?
We're not worried about you, Guy. Not worried that you're having another episode, like last time, or the time before that. No one's saying that you're fragile, or a liability, or about to screw up the biggest deal this company's ever put together. Hell, no one's even thinking that, let alone saying it. I'm not thinking it. I'm not even saying it.
He just said it.
But it's a big day.
I know it's a big day.
And I can't have my best man going down on me.
Did Marika say I was going down on you?
Marika didn't say anything, Guy.
I'm not going down on you, Tony.
That's not what Marika said.
What are you two talking about?
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to you, Tony.
I know, but as I came in, I
Who else
I heard...
would I be talking to? I mean, there's no one else here. Look around.
Hello.
It's just you and me.
And me.
Were you talking to yourself?
Yes.
No.
Look, Guy, why don't I take the meeting?
You don't need to take the meeting.
If you're feeling wobbly...
I'm not feeling wobbly.
Again?
I'm Mr. Rock Solid, okay? Rock Solid as a rock.
Johnny Seven.
A one-man army.
Yeah, you tell him, Guy.
Look, Guy, we can't afford another pig-dog fire strike.
Yeah, and whose fault was that, Tony?
Yeah, whose fault was that, Tony?
It was his.
It was yours, Guy.
Was it?
It was your baby, you ran with it, and you dropped it.
I'm not carrying the can for dropping the baby.
You dropped a baby?
Tony, listen, I'm about to go face-to-toe, mano a mano, with the Yanks.
Was it okay?
We're not calling them that, remember?
The baby.
And I need space to run through what I'm saying in that meeting.
Is that what you were doing?
Yeah, that's what I was doing. It's unconventional, so sue me. That's the kind of guy I am.
You weren't talking about athlete's foot.
Tony, look, ask yourself, why would I be talking about athlete's foot?
Because you said it wouldn't kill you, but it would make you stronger.
I mean, get a grip. Are you sure you're not the wobbly one in this conversation? Because the thing I'm getting here is the lack of support I'm not getting from my partner.
Senior manager.
There's no I in senior manager, Tony.
Yes, there is, Guy.
Yeah, in manager. Yeah, in not, no I in manager. But I'll tell you what there is in management. Shall I, Tony? There's a T, an E, an A, and an M.
Hang on. T-E-A. Yes, there is.
Yes, and that spells...
Team. Yes, I get it, Guy.
So, I'd like you to get behind the team, particularly the M and the E in the team, and let me get on and D-E-L-I-V-E-R.
Delver?
Deliver.
Oh, yeah, sorry, deliver.
Okay, Guy. That was a hell of a speech. And I may be crazy, and you may be crazy, again, but what the hell? Anything you need... You've got it, soldier.
He just saluted you?
Right, you. What the hell's going on? Why can no one see you but me?
I really don't know. It wasn't a real live baby you dropped, was it?
Just who the hell are you?
I'm Henneke.
Henneke?
Yes.
You can't be Henneke. Henneke isn't real. It was just a stupid thing I made up.
What?
When I was a kid, I had two imaginary friends, Henneke and Tom Atkins.
Wait, we were imaginary?
No, Tom Atkins was real and I imagined he was my friend. Henneke was my friend but wasn't real. And it was years ago.
But I was with you yesterday. We built a camp in the woods behind Cock Lane Rec.
No, we didn't. I was here yesterday, working through the marketing strategy with Callie and the team.
Really?
I haven't been to the woods behind Cock Lane Rec for 40 years. The last time I even thought about Cock Lane Rec, I was too young to realise it sounded rude.
It sounds rude.
Look, how do you know all this stuff?
I really don't know. I don't know where I've been or what's happened or why you've changed. But you're my friend and you're real and I want to be with you again.
Look, I'm about to go into the biggest meeting of my career.
I could help.
I don't need help from anyone. Particularly not from my imaginary childhood friend.
Then why am I here?
I don't know.
Guy, are you okay?
I don't need you.
Shall I get Tony?
I'm not going back.
Please.
Right.
Just go away.
I'll get Tony.
Now you're in trouble.
Henneke, look, I don't know where you've come from, but wherever it is, you're going back there. Now. And that is not negotiable.
What will you give me to go back?
What do you want?
Ha! You're negotiating, and you said it wasn't negotiable.
Now, you listen to me.
Guy, who are you shouting at?
Me.
No one.
Me.
Everyone can hear you.
But shouting's not going to do any good, because I'm staying here with you, and I'm not going anywhere, and you can't make me.
The troops are getting jumpy.
So there.
And we don't want jumpy troops. Not today.
What?
I'm putting my balls on the line for you, Guy, and I don't want you dropping them.
Tony, I've got your balls, trust me.
I don't know, Guy. I think you're having an episode.
I'm not having an episode.
That's what you said last time you had an episode. In fact, it's what you say every time you have an episode.
I am not having an episode.
An episode of what?
Actually, Guy, you saying I am not having an episode is pretty conclusive that you are having an episode.
Can I watch this episode?
Now, if you were to say that you were having an episode, it might convince me that you're not.
Hang on, Guy, don't fall for that.
OK, Tony. In that case, I am having an episode.
That's what I thought.
You fell for it!
Guy, Tony, he's here.
Who's here?
The Yank.
Donald Becker?
From Investortech?
What other Yank would it be?
Oh, how exciting.
We're not actually using that word today, Marika.
Well, whatever word we are using, he's in reception.
Let's go meet him.
He's not meant to be here till 2.
Apparently there was no traffic on the A227.
Damn it!
You can't trust that road.
He's trying to catch us on the hop.
I've never met anyone from America.
Sneaky bastard.
We're not allowed to say Yank, but sneaky bastard is okay.
We can't be caught on the hop. We're too jumpy for that.
It's okay, Tony.
Has he got a big hat?
I'm on it.
You haven't done the pre-meeting briefing meeting with the team.
The team's solid. They're mighty.
There's no me in team, Guy.
There sort of is.
We're going to close that deal. Marika, round up the troops.
You mean the team?
No, I mean the troops. We're going over the top.
Whatever.
Yeah, Johnny Seven, one-man army.
Damn straight. Johnny Seven, one-man army.
What?
Don't worry, Tony. I've got your balls.
I wish you'd stop saying that.
No.
It sounds weird.
I can't do it, Guy.
What?
These are my balls, and I just can't trust you with them.
What are you saying, Tony?
I'm saying I can't let you take the meeting.
Tony, you are going to have to prise this meeting out of my cold, dead hands.
You what?
Don't make me do that, Guy, because you know I will if I have to. We're about to close the biggest deal in the history of Maidstone, and I can't afford you having an episode.
I am not having an episode!
That's not what you said just now.
But
I did warn you.
Guy, listen to me.
Don't listen to him, Guy.
You know, you're like the brother I never had.
I thought you had a brother.
I do. And he's nothing like you. He's solid, dependable, plays off 9 and was voted top estate and letting agent in the Woking area 3 years running.
Wow.
Yeah, he's quite a guy. And I'd trust him with my balls, my brains and any other part of my anatomy you'd care to mention.
Your bum.
But you, Guy, I'm sorry. Really. You know, I'd do absolutely anything for you, mate. Anything at all, just name it.
Let me do this meeting.
Apart from that, so don't step foot out of this office until the Yank leaves. Got it?
He's really not very nice, is he?
Tony's a good guy.
He's horrible.
He's tough, but hell, he's my best friend.
He hates you.
What do you know? You're just a kid.
So?
And imaginary.
You don't have to go on about that. Anyway, what's so important about this meeting that he's not letting you go to?
We're pitching Zapingo.
What?
Zapingo, the unique gaming stroke business interface that allows the end user to play their favourite games as they are meeting their business goals and hitting their work targets.
Right. And what does that all mean?
It means that these days everyone plays games on their phones and computers when they should be working.
Do they?
Yes. So Zapingo combines the two activities, working and gaming. So, say, if you want to check your emails...
Your what mails?
Or open a spreadsheet...
Spreadsheet?
You have to first clear a level of Candy Crush or Bubble Pop or Clash of Clans or... What?
What? No. It sounds great, Guy.
It is. And it could be worth millions.
Millions? Of pounds? Is there that much money in the world?
Of course.
Blimey, and it was all your idea.
Hey, there's no I in idea.
Oh, yes, there is. It starts with an I.
And a lot of us put in a lot of hard yards on it.
But it was mainly you.
Let's just say...
In that case, you should be in that meeting.
But Tony said...
Tony's not your friend. Tony has locked you in your office while he takes your meeting.
He hasn't locked me in. He's just simply asked me to wait here whilst... He's locked me in.
Told you.
The bastard!
So, what are we going to do, Guy? Johnny Seven one-man army wouldn't just sit here and wait.
Wouldn't he?
No, Guy. You know what Johnny Seven one-man army would do, don't you?
Okay, I've asked Dominic to give us a complete rundown of the technical spec of the Zabingo app, and then we
Yeah,
can...
that's a great idea, Tommy.
Yeah, it's Tony.
Or I've got a better idea, which is let's not.
That is a much better idea.
Sit down, Dominic.
Because no disrespect to your geek monkey, nice t-shirt, by the way, no one knows how anything works anymore because no one actually cares. What interests me is the nifty-grifty $50 million question, how do we sell this sucker?
And that's a great question, Mr. Becker.
The hell was that?
Probably the cleaners.
They're Lithuanian or something.
But to answer the very astute nifty-grifty question...
Where's Guy?
Guy?
Yeah, Guy Starling. I thought he'd be here today.
Ah, yes, Guy.
Terrible news.
What?
Accident. Pile up on the A227.
It's a real bastard, that road.
My God, is he okay?
He's dead.
No, he's not dead, but he's in a bad way.
I heard he was dead.
Well, I'm sure sorry to hear that. I hope you've got a good attorney on it.
Absolutely, the best. But whilst he's recovering...
In a coma.
Callie and the team...
My team.
...have been hard at work on cracking the marketing nut.
Well, Todd, that's great.
No, actually, it's...
I love a cracked nut.
Hi!
Hands up, everybody, freeze!
Sorry I'm late.
Guy, you're better.
Is this it?
Guy Starling?
Donald Becker.
Call me Don.
I thought it would be more like a party.
She thought you were dead.
I'll bet she did. You didn't think I'd miss this, did you, Tony?
Not just people sitting around a table.
I'm Johnny Seven.
Who?
One Man Army!
And I have a meeting to go to.
I love that attitude, Johnny.
I'm glad you're here, Guy.
What a fibber.
Callie was about to talk through the marketing strategy.
Are there any biscuits?
No, just sit there and keep quiet.
Sorry?
Not you, Callie. You're going to talk us through the marketing strategy.
Right, thank you. Zapingo, what's it all about?
What's a marketing strategy?
You'll find out.
I hope we'll all find out.
We absolutely will. Thank you for that, Guy. Put simply, Zapingo is the most exciting breakthrough in business software since before the birds got angry.
What does that mean?
I literally have no idea what that means.
But seriously, what makes the Zapingo package so exciting is the unique gaming stroke business interface that allows the end user to play their favourite games as they are meeting their business goals and hitting their work targets.
This is boring.
No, it's not.
I'm sorry?
I mean, that's not all that makes Zapingo so exciting.
No, of course not. That's not what I was saying. There are other things.
Lots of other things.
Like what? What's the buzz? What's going to sell this into the US marketplace and give it a distinctive brand identity?
Well... Boring.
It is not boring.
It is.
You think that's going to sell it, do you, Guy? It's not boring.
No, I don't think that is what Guy thinks.
I think that's what he said he thinks.
No, I think he thinks it needs a lot more thought than that.
Yes, that's what I think he thinks.
Do you, Toby?
Absolutely. I don't think Guy thinks he's totally thought it through.
Interesting. Because you know what I think? I think your Johnny Seven guy's got it spot on.
Do you?
Sure.
So do I.
I'd go even further and say that Guy's got the very essential it of it, because it is not boring. Don't overthink it, people.
What's this bloke on about?
Just shut up,
Guy.
Exactly right. Just shut up. It's not boring. There's our campaign right there.
It's genius.
Nice work, guy. I think we're in business here.
Great. Can we go home now? '17, '18, '19, '20 See, I said you were brilliant at this.
Knock, knock, knock. Am I disturbing something?
What does he want?
No, Tony, come on in.
I'd knock on the door, only you've smashed it down.
One man army.
Well, that was quite some meeting, Guy.
It's been quite some day, Tony.
But you did it, Guy. You pulled it off. Proved us all wrong. Made us look stupid and closed the biggest goddamn deal in the history of this company. Hell, in the history of Maidstone.
Yeah. All I needed was someone to believe in me.
He didn't believe in you.
I didn't believe in you.
Told you.
All I did was lock you in your office and then fire your ass.
What?
He's firing your bottom?
Damn right, Mr. Johnny Seven.
He can't do that.
But I've just single-handedly closed the biggest deal in Maidstone.
Exactly. There's no single-handed in team, Guy. Not whilst I'm senior manager. I'll take the repairs to the door out of your last paycheck.
But, Tony...
Leave your car keys on the desk.
Tell him he can't fire you.
But...
Just tell him, Guy.
You can't fire me, Tony.
Why can't I?
I don't know. But I'm really hoping someone's about to tell me.
Because it's not fair.
Not fair? Is that the best you've got?
And that American man really liked you.
Well?
Have you told Don Becker that I'm not part of this deal?
Yeah, I told him.
He's lying.
And he's cool with it.
Really?
Really.
He's bluffing.
You're bluffing.
You know I never bluff, Guy.
Do you know that?
No, I don't know that.
Damn.
Well, I'm telling you, I never bluff.
Ha! Only a true bluffer would say that he never bluffs.
Really?
Trust me.
Believe me.
Tony, I don't believe you. You haven't told Don, and if I tell Don that you fired me, you're going to lose this deal.
Damn, you're getting better at this, Guy. You used to be so gullible.
Did I?
No.
Good.
Yes.
Oh.
See?
Yeah, gotcha.
But okay, you win this round. You're not fired.
Yes!
Thank you, Tony.
But hey, don't ever be brilliant without me again. I mean it, Guy.
Yeah.
Don't ever be brilliant without me again.
Wow, he is a real Oz.
Yeah, he is. So, Henneke, how did you know that he was bluffing?
Oh, that's easy. I didn't. Here, catch. Come on. See if you can beat 20.
One, two, three, four.
Guess who just got back today? Them wild-eyed boys that had been away. Haven't changed, had much to say. But man, I still think them cats are great. The boys are back in town, the boys are back in town. I said,
Henneke was written by David Spicer. Guy was played by Bill Bailey. Tony by Sanjeev Bhaskar. Marika by Elizabeth Carling. Callie by Anna Leong Brophy. Becker by John Schwab. And Henneke by Max Patterson. The producer was Liz Anstey, and it was a CPL production for BBC Radio 4.
The boys are back in town.